helicopter 3.
Squad 1, this is control, over.
I'm directly over Silverton Ridge. A firestorm just hit. It's an inferno. Corey and Lane are down there, even in fire shelter tents. They haven't got a chance.
No.
A few days and it'll be all over. Land will heal in time. Trees will grow again. Some things might never be the same again.
Mr. Turner, go right in.
Thank you, miss. You wanted to see me, sir?
How many good men have to die, Scott? How many before people learn? I just had a call from the coast. Lane Becker didn't make it. Corey is still extremely critical.
I'm sorry.
All of us are sorry. I imagine even the smoker who caused the fire would be sorry if he knew what that one careless moment cost. A fire that burned over 70,000 acres, destroyed 22 homes, left 4 men dead and 30 injured. Being sorry isn't the answer, is it, Scott?
No, sir, it isn't.
When are you due to leave on your assignment in Alaska?
Next Monday.
How soon could you leave for the coast?
Sir?
Well, there's something I'd like you to handle for me as a personal favor. There's little we can do for Corey now except hope and pray. But there is something we can do for Lassie. Take a look at these letters and telegrams. They've come in from every region. From people concerned about what's going to happen to her. Who's going to take care of her. Somehow, Lassie is more than just a collie. She's a symbol of the Forest Service, of everything we're trying to do. Scott, I respect your judgment, your perception. We've got to decide what's best for Lassie. And I'm asking you to help us make that decision.
These messages, they express the way I feel too. Lassie's very special to all of us.
Can you be on a 3 o'clock flight?
Yes, sir.
I'll ask Miss Peterson to have your ticket at the airport. Thanks, Scott, and good luck.
Believe me, Scott, if I open that door right now, she'd try to get to Corey. No matter where he was.
I know.
She was with me yesterday when I drove past the hospital.
And somehow she knew that Corey was inside. She seems to understand just how serious it is.
You say Corey's being moved down to the city?
Mercy Hospital. For extensive skin grafts.
The doctor says it'll take months. There's still no guarantee.
Any chance of me talking to him?
He's still in a coma. Heavily sedated.
What's the status on the fire?
Mostly just mopping up now. A few hot spots.
Bob, I'm going to need your help with Lassie.
Thanks, Scott, but you can see it won't be easy.
No, but somehow, some way, we've got to make her understand we're trying to help her. Everybody in the country could see this. The stupidity of it.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? It happens year after year after year.
We'll find the answer someday. Get through to people somehow.
But until we do, we'll still have a lot of fires to put out.
That's why I was looking forward to going to Alaska. It's a new frontier. Chance to maybe try something different. Something new.
You said was. Aren't you still looking forward to it?
Oh, sure. Sure. The most important thing right now is Lassie.
Shall we go?
The rest of those aerial photos of the fire Mr. Erickson wanted. Are you around?
No, he's out in the field. I'll give them to him. Just leave him right here.
Okay, thanks.
Mobile One.
Bob, Lassie's gone. The driver came and left the trailer door open and she just took off.
Start a search for her there, Dave. We'll head for the hospital.
All right, field control clear.
Mobile One clear.
More than 15 minutes ago, she went out that entrance as if she was trying to catch that ambulance.
She was.
Thanks, miss.
Come with me now, because you get hurt out here on the freeway.
Come on, boy.
Come on now. Come on, boy. That's a good boy. How'd a beautiful boy like you get in so much trouble? Now, you just take it easy. We'll find a safe place for you. Unit 1L48. I'm southbound on the central off-ramp. I just picked up a stray collie.
Stand by, 1L48. 1L48, does the collie answer to the name of Lassie?
Lassie? Is your name Lassie? Well, I beg your pardon, miss. She's Lassie, all right.
Stand by. Take the collie to Mercy Hospital. Forest Rangers Bob Erickson and Scott Turner will meet you there.
Roger, Unit 1L48, code 6 to Mercy Hospital.
Roger, 1L48.
Okay, Lassie, here we go.
Thank you.
I see you've had quite a trip.
But she made it, Scott. One way or the other, she made it. Sure glad you got to her when you did, officer. Don't know how to thank you.
Listen, driving on that freeway is bad enough. Walking on it is suicide.
She'll be fine now. Thanks very much. But can you do us one more favor?
Just name it.
Stay with her a few more minutes. We'd like to check on the possibility that she might be able to see her master. She's come a long way. I think she deserves it.
Sure, you two go ahead. I'll watch her.
Thanks.
It's all right. They'll be right back.
Come in, 1L48.
1L48. Yeah. Yeah.
Lassie! Lassie!
1L48, stand by.
Lassie! Lassie!
We'll get her. Thanks again.
Just wouldn't give up until she found him.
Now she has.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. She can't stay.
Come on, girl.
Please, Lassie. Please.
Come on, Lassie. We'll meet you outside.
But he's strong. We're hopeful.
Thank you, Doc. We'll be in touch.
You two look good together.
She'd make anyone look good.
What I'm trying to say is, I think Lassie should stay with you.
There's nothing I'd like any better, Scott, but wouldn't it be best for Lassie if she could get away? As far away as possible?
Yes, I suppose it would. Where? What's wrong with Alaska? Alaska. That could be the answer. I could keep her with me while I'm up there. Be sort of like a godfather. Let's make that two godfathers. Later, maybe she can spend some time with me.
We'll do our best to make you understand, girl.
One thing's sure. You're not going to be alone.
Thank you.